you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Then God said, I will give you seed-bearing plants on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit and seed in it. They will be yours for food. I'm getting hungry. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. And on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, let's look back quickly before we get into our reading today, Dee, and introduce you to our radio listening friends and Mary Ann Simpkins, our editor-in-chief of the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication and occasional co-host when we can get her in here and we can time it all together. But if you missed Monday or Tuesday's program, you got to be introduced to Risa, Lily, Aggie Kopp from the group Terse. And you hopefully were ministered by their music. In fact, I was telling you guys, at 2 a.m. yesterday, I woke up and there was a song on my brain. I'm like, what is this? I need the words. What is this song? And then I finally figured out it was the song Spirit With You that I played over the air.
They had some beautiful music.
Yeah, they're great. And they're really down to earth and love the Lord. And they shared some of their testimonies. So if you missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab. So I'd encourage you to listen to that. And then a couple little announcements before we have Dee read her story, her beloved content that is inspired by God many times, and God gives them
hopefully
to you.
Hopefully all the time, huh?
Yeah. Well, the good ones we'll say for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, they're all good, right, Dee?
Oh.
But put this on your calendar. The Singing Men of GNN will be in Decatur on Sunday, June 4th, a 5:30 concert. Much more to say in the coming days, but I just want to throw that out, that the Singing Men will be in Decatur on Sunday, June 4th. And then I'm working out the arrangements, but this is one gathering you don't want to miss. We're going to be taking up maybe one, two, three, some busloads of our listeners, including the Singing Men of GNN, to the Pacific Garden Mission. And so basically what happens, we get a tour of their facilities, which is really fascinating. Then we watch Unshackled taped before live studio audience, which is a lot of fun. Then they provide a meal. And then there's an interdenominational service, which is always high energy and fun and exciting. And the Singing Men will put on about a half hour concert.
That's great.
All at the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. And I'm hoping to get like a busload from the Springfield area, maybe Decatur or Bloomington, and obviously Champaign-Urbana. And the Singing Men will be on the Champaign-Urbana bus, or some of them. Some will drive up. But the date is Saturday, August 26th, and there will be a cost because of the bus. And so I'll have all those details and a way to sign up, but put it on your calendar. Join us on Saturday, August 26th for a trip up to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago.
Well, it sounds like all roads from Central Illinois on August 26th are going to Unshackled.
Yeah, I hope so.
That trip has been very successful in the past.
Oh, and it's great because we have testimony time on the way up, and there's treats and snacks, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, you'll like that.
And it'll be the first time I think the Springfield station has done that.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
I hope I have to get two bus loads for Springfield. And once I get bus quotes, I'll know exactly what it is. But usually it had been $25 in the past.
That's not
but
bad.
But now with bus and fuel prices, it might be $30 or $35. I'm not sure.
$100,000 BBCast.
Yeah.
Not really.
But put that date down, and I'll have a sign-up sheet so we can coordinate where we need to have the bus, whether the bus will go from Springfield towards Bloomington or pick up in Decatur, or maybe we'll get enough people from all those towns.
Oh, that'd be great.
There'll be a bunch of us up there together, but The bonus will be that the Singing Men will put on a mini concert during the church service.
Have they done that before?
Yes, we've done that twice before.
Oh, okay.
And so we love doing it. And the tour, you're going to love the Unshackled taping.
Oh, yeah.
And they provide a meal. Usually it's like a meatloaf or a chicken breast or something, and salad. But it's a dinner, and it's tasty, and it's free. But they do ask for a love offering at some point. But it's
I'm
a
noticing
lot of
something that keeps sticking in this broadcast.
Oh, the food?
It's food.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah. A reoccurring theme,
yes,
theme for Marianne and I oftentimes. So.
Oh.
All right. It's Wednesday. So we pull out our beloved Prime Lifetimes edition. We got the April edition opened up to A2.
And it's about food.
Hmm.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, I don't know quite how we brought the scripture about God providing seeds and fruit to Velveeta cheese
sauce
over broccoli, but there you have human race. Okay.
And I did hear something about one of our co-hosts here.
What?
That she is the queen of sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Sauce-a-Lisa, yeah.
No, I mean this one.
Oh, this one.
Her daughters have said that wherever they go, instead of waiting for her to say it, they just say to the waiter, just bring us extra sauce.
That's true on everything.
Well, I was referring to Lisa Dunn, whose husband Dave Dunn has been a founding board member these 28 plus years.
Mm.
And her dad used to make the best egg rolls in the world. They're from South Korea. And he was famous for those. But she ended up making a sauce, a sweet and sour sauce. So we always called her Sauce-a-Lisa. She was an entrepreneur type.
I hope she liked that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'll tell you one quick funny joke. It should have made the Reader's Digest. So when she first came to America, she didn't have great English. And there were a number of times people would say, do you miss Korea?
Oh, funny.
But she always thought they say, are you miss Korea?
In the pageant.
And she thought, oh, wow, I'm they think I'm so beautiful.
Oh, that's a great story.
And she thought
story.
That for a long time.
Oh,
that,
that's
wow,
hard.
They're really complimenting her. Are you
that
miss
is
Korea?
Funny.
But do you miss Korea? Anyway,
she should have started wearing a sash, you know.
Yeah. So appreciate Dave, Dr. Dave Dunn, who's been a board member these
a long time.
28 plus years. So.
Wow.
Okay.
All right,
well,
to sauce or not to sauce. I love this picture of the skinny little 1950s
cook.
Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, no one in my family was that skinny, except my mother. Little
that's right,
90
she was.
90-pound nanny.
Yeah, she was.
That kind of goes together, 90-pound nanny.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I remember so much about how Mom and Grandma cooked in the 50s. One thing in particular stands out. Sauce.
Mm.
Family meals, holiday meals, everyday meals all had something to accompany entrees, veggies, and desserts, their very own sauce.
Mm.
You name it, the cooks of that era sauced it. No decent ham would appear on the table without raisin sauce, and each cut of beef, pork, or chicken, of course, had its own corresponding gravy. Just to name a few others, salmon had creamed peas. Turkey had cranberry sauce, still does. Ice cream had Hershey's chocolate sauce or caramel sauce. Fruitcake had hard sauce. Bread pudding had lemon sauce, along with gingerbread. Angel food cake had fruit sauce. Fresh fruit cut up with sugar added to the mix. Lots of sugar.
Yeah.
Jell-O had Miracle Whip that had been thinned out a bit. And many meats had barbecue sauce. Still true today. Any respectable meal could have two or three different sauces. Gravy, cheese sauce on the veggies, made with Velveeta, of course, and a sweet, tasty sauce poured over the dessert. Oh, and I must mention the horror dessert of all time with sauce. My friend Maggie tells of suet pudding, shipped to their family every Christmas. I guess if I were going to make pudding, I would not choose suet as an ingredient.
Yeah,
birds might like it.
Yeah, that's right.
They affectionately, or not so affectionately, called it sewer pudding.
Mm.
Even brandy sauce couldn't save it. I hope, dear reader, that no loving relative ever sends you suet pudding to enjoy for the holidays. Back then, sauces could also make...
Maybe that's the sauce you put on the... Not the pound cake. What's the cake that everyone gets that's like a brick? That,
like a figgy pudding?
No, the fruit cake.
Oh, fruit
cake. Nobody likes the fruit.
That's because you have not had good southern fruit cake. You've just had other kinds. Yeah. I mean it. Like Claxton. They sell that at Cracker Barrel still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good fruit cake.
Sounds good. I'll have to go get some next Christmas. Write that down. Back then, sauces could also make for a quick lunch. There was canned tomato sauce on bread and leftover gravy on bread, warm and filling, especially on a winter day.
I remember that.
That gravy had perhaps saved a tough piece of meat the night before, and home canned tomatoes were on everyone's basement shelves. All the aforementioned sauces usually enhanced what was underneath them, except suet pudding. Eating habits have changed during the past 70 years. Nowadays, when we talk of sauces, they bespeak calories galore. And who needs those? I think of things from the 50s we've taken off. Gloves, hats, headscarves, and sauces. Our dishes are healthier because of that absence, but not as tasty. Most of those sauces were standard, but if something didn't have a designated sauce, Grandma would make one up. I don't know what Grandma would think of today's beef sandwich served au jus. I do know she would thicken the au jus with flour and butter and spread it over the top of the bun.
That's right.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Copyright D.A. Cheshire. Used by permission, award-winning writer D. Woo-hoo! Directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir, dncheshire at gmail.com.
Yeah, one of these days we got to reinvigorate that. Yeah, there's been a couple moms that say, are you going to start up the children's choir again?
And I actually have a little file of things I've written. So one of these days I have to put it to use.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get that going one of these days again.
All right. That was fun to watch.
Thank you, D.
All right. We've got another article here if there's time.
Yes.
On A8, called Thoughts to Ponder by Pastor Tim Barber. While I was taking a short walk the other day, one of those mysterious rock flips happened. Somehow, your foot flips up a little rock. I've never heard it called that, but I do know
That was a new thing to me.
I know how it feels. Yeah.
I couldn't quite figure out what he was talking about.
And the rock lands in your shoe. Aggravating, to say the least. I walked the entire way with that tiny irritant moving all over in my shoe. When I finally took my shoe off to get a look at the culprit, I had to laugh. I could barely see it. Could this tiny thing have caused all that discomfort? Several things came to mind. That story about the thorn in the lion's paw, or Jesus teaching about not taking a little speck out of another's eye until you've removed the log from your own, or when I really did have a speck in my eye from not wearing eye protection while installing a kitchen faucet. When I went to the optometrist, he removed the tiny piece of rust and held it in his hand to show me. I couldn't even see it. How can things so little cause so much trouble? Why do we wait so long to deal with them? After all, I could have taken my shoe off much earlier. Another question could be, why do little irritating things that others do bother us so much and not them? Can I learn to look past them and help meet the real needs in a person's life? A few more observations. Sometimes we can take care of things, rock in the shoe, and at other times we need help, rust in the eye or thorn in the paw. Have you ever asked a good friend, am I doing something that really irritates others? It's risky, but this can be very helpful. You know you have a really good friend when he or she starts out, oh, I'm so glad you asked that question.
Oh, jeez.
Then be patient and let your friend help you get that thorn out of your paw.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's so copyright Tim Barber, retired pastor in the Champaign-Urbana area. TBARBER at illinois.edu.
And we've said this before, retired, but still treading and doing the Lord's work in a variety of ways.
Retired, so to speak. We know a lot of people like that,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
But retirement is so much fun.
Yeah. And this article, this content, is right next to free delivery with a family-owned operator, our friends at Hudson Drug and Hallmark Shop in Paxton. We appreciate them. They advertise in our beloved Prime Life Times publication.
That's pretty cool. I mean, they go to like 25 communities.
Yeah, it's a good bunch and some believers there. And I think they care about the Prime Life Times and help underwrite some of our costs so we can offer it free to the thousands that read it each and every month. So
I know we hadn't planned this, but I'm just going to read this teeny, teeny short little poem of four lines because I love it. An April Day in the Morning by Harriet Prescott Spofford. A gush of birdsong, a patter of dew, a cloud and a rainbow's warning. Suddenly, sunshine and perfect blue, an April day in the morning. I just love it.
I love that.
An April day in the morning.
Wow. How do you like this Bliss cartoon at the bottom?
I know it. You know what? It's interesting. I love that cartoon, but it doesn't quite fit because it's winter. And one of our proofreaders, Ruth Esri, she's like, one of the things she sent back to me with all these things that they send me was, why we got a winter one in the April edition?
Because it has a dog in it.
The reason is the content agency, it also supplies the Chicago Tribune with some of our puzzles and so forth, completely revamped their site, and I had to relearn how to do everything, and all I could find was this one. I'll be on track next time.
So Dee, describe what you see, because you have your dog with us today.
What do you see in this cartoon?
Oh,
is this a quiz?
Cartoon. Yeah. I thought you meant I was supposed to describe Lucy lying here beside us.
People that don't have the edition in front of them,
it's a dog who has built a snowman, walking a dog on a leash. And, of course, it's a hint to its owner, come get me, take me for a walk, who is sitting in the house.
and somebody in the house says, honey, I think the dog wants to go for a walk. So I thought you were doing one of those quizzes that's all over the internet where they have like a picture.
And what do you see in the picture?
Do you see a dog or a giraffe or a hill?
And how do you feel about what you see?
And then you have to find out what your personality is like. And if you don't like it, you just say, this is silly. And if you do go, oh, yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Classic.
I love April. I have now planted all my pansies on the patio.
What? You have headsets on. Marianne's running across the room to turn off her phone. She almost left with the headphones on.
Would
have gone bong. So we're going to read some listener mail. So why don't you start, Dee?
Right.
Maybe by the time we're through, Marianne will be back.
Yes. Well, I have a card from David from Carthage,
Illinois.
Hey, David. Mm-hmm. David, thanks for your great programming. May God bless your endeavors. And he closes with a wonderful phrase, in God we trust.
Amen.
David.
This comes from Velma from Muhammad. Sweet Velma. She writes, dear friends, your daytime programming is a wonderful time to learn, and especially the morning hours, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. At this time, the teachers provide more insight into Scripture and do a great job at making Scripture relevant to our lives today. Velma. Thanks, Velma, for these encouraging words and your support.
I'm back.
Yeah, back.
Okay, this is from Mike and Vicky in Rantoul. Thankful you guys got back on the air so quick. Missed you while you were off, though. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, Mike and Vicky.
Yeah, that was Friday night into Saturday into Sunday when that tornado went through the northern part of our area and knocked down power lines. So we were on a backup generator, but don't you know it didn't start up. And then after getting a battery secured the next day, and get it started, it kind of pooped out and stopped working. And then we got it going again when we realized what we had to do to fix it. And
knocked out Channel 3, too, or what is it, WCIA, for a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's like everybody went off at least for
storm.
A few minutes.
That was
a bad night.
Storm.
Yeah.
Here is a short card, and these are so great. They are encouraging. Just a one-liner from Carol in Atwood, Illinois. God bless your efforts. That is so appreciated.
Yeah.
This comes from Tim from Chatham, Illinois. WLUJ is so wonderful. I listen to 89.7 Springfield. Keep doing what you are doing. God bless you all. And then it's signed Kim and Tim. And then Kim must write, my husband Tim told me about you, so I am quite thankful for that. So yes, share today with a loved one, a family member. We have 19 frequencies, so throughout Central Illinois, you can pick us up somewhere and tell a friend to tune in.
This is from Bev from West Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, this is a sweet one. This is a two-page letter.
Yeah, she wrote a lot. I appreciate it. Hello, exclamation mark. Thank you, and may God help you and bless you all. Thank you, Bev. At Great News Radio and Prime Life Times, including my favorite author, Rob Siedenberg. How many times have we heard that? I love it. I love it. And I love his articles. Okay, then she has a section where she says, please send a year's gift subscription. And she gives the person's name and their address and so forth. And then she has another donation for just the Prime Life Times. And then...
But wait, there's more.
A gift subscription, and then another donation for the radio station.
Yeah, it was great.
I love it.
Wow.
We had to receipt that one like three different ways and acknowledge it, yeah.
And she says, partially because each month I have lunch with a friend at the Good Table restaurant in Kentland, Indiana. And I grab about 15 or 20 Prime Life Times and share them with people at church, neighbors, coworkers at Purdue, where I'm a custodian, and others. They all look forward to getting them very much.
Wonderful.
And you know what I think about when I hear of people or meet people that take the initiative. And I love the fact that she picks up additional copies.
Yeah.
Rob does that.
Yeah.
I know you do that, Marianne. I know Dee also does that. You get extra copies and take it to friends or neighbors or the
apartment
even when
complex.
You go, apartment complex, or you go to the dentist and you leave one on the counter there. It's kind of neat to see how many people are learning of it because of friends.
Mm-hmm. The other money is for Great News Radio. I love your music and your programs. Thank you so much. May God bless and guide all of you.
And
that's
you
a
too,
very
Beth.
Nice letter.
Yeah.
Wow,
you too, Beth.
That is great. I have one from Will in Decatur.
Hey, Will.
Please keep me and my family in your prayers. Spiritual strength, courage, and obedience. That's a wonderful prayer for all of us.
Yes.
Love y'all. And he does say, y'all, thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will. This comes from Sharon from Danville. I love that we're covering so many different towns through the feedback that we receive. This comes on a response card for the friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and the WLUJ family of stations. It says, Mark and staff, happy spring, in big caps with quotations. Thank you for your prayers. God is so awesome! Exclamation point. And then she shares the answer to prayer. And she's so blessed to be able to celebrate each day and night in Jesus' name, Butch and Sherry.
Okay, we have to read one more.
Okay.
Dick and Pat Van Sant.
Oh, Dick and Pat, founders of this radio ministry of not only the WLUJ family of stations, but founded Great News Radio 28 years ago. And then the day they put it on the air, they sold it to the local group that I've been a part of since the beginning.
Amazing. Hello, WLUJ. Thank you for continuing to proclaim the gospel. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Dick and Pat Van Sant.
And they dedicated a day on the WLUJ family of stations last month to commemorate the 36th year. So WLUJ has now been broadcasting. We're in our 36th year. And Great News Radio is in, like, basically our 29th year.
Yeah.
And it's just been amazing how God uses these 19 frequencies to His glory.
It's so great to still have their support and prayer support.
Yeah, and I email him probably
once
or twice a week. He's working on power increases and tower projects.
Oh, that's great.
And I seek counsel and advice from him all the time. We don't talk on the phone because of his health situation, but many emails go out back and forth, and he's still very engaged and involved in radio ministries in Wisconsin and also in Florida. But
the
Van Zants, Dick and Pat Van Zant, we can't love them enough and appreciate all the ways they serve the kingdom through radio broadcasts and assisting us in a variety of ways. So, all right. Well, the Prime Life Times in review. We'll look forward to next Wednesday when we'll again pull out this publication and read some stories and talk about it and probably address some listener letters. And thank you for writing us. Thank you for being a part of today's broadcast.
Yes.
Amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marian Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.